Cooper told KPCW that the festival, as always, is about diverse voices telling stories in personal ways. This year in particular, he said, there are a lot of films featuring women directors or telling women's stories. He said another community is getting attention, perhaps due to what he called their two-year rule.
A new sort of trend for us is seeing a lot of films representing the African-American experience in the country we live, and especially from the male perspective, which is sort of a newer trend, which in a way maybe makes sense out of the... We talk a lot about two-year cycle and how sometimes 2 years to make a film. And so if you look at a lot of the films that we have kind of represent where our brain was 2 years ago when we think of Oscars So White, not a lot of stories from these communities that they're all coming to fruition.
While there's a lot of talk about a great divide today in the country, Cooper said Sundance is trying not to place itself on one particular side of the division.
We try to be very open. I like that we are very interested in all conversations. We're interested in also creating discussion, which I think is one of the powers of Sundance. Now, you still have to find product that is good on both sides, that has a truth to it and authenticity, or kind of like all bets are off. So we're trying to, we're looking harder at keeping our minds open as we program the festival.
In this year's festival, only two or three films are explicitly about Donald Trump. Cooper noted one entertaining film, the documentary called Our New President, looks at the 2016 election through the eyes of Russian media. He said there will likely be more films about the president in the future. Meanwhile, the explosion of sexual abuse allegations against figures in the entertainment industry and the media has affected the festival. Two specific allegations against movie mogul Harvey Weinstein involved incidents at past Sundance events. And after allegations emerged against documentary maker Morgan Spurlock, his new film Super Size Me 2 was withdrawn from the festival by the producers. We asked Cooper if they have adopted a position against granting credentials to some industry figures.
We haven't said no to anybody. A lot of people that we might have said no to didn't even ask. So we talked about that, like if he were to come across, we decided at Sundance that we wouldn't, but it never became a real issue.
And what if a couple of days before a festival premiere, accusations erupted against the director or the star of a film? Would the festival call off the screening or go ahead?
I don't know. I think we've talked about it. I think we discussed it very intensely. What you get in those situations is you have to look at who is, what happened. It's all very intricate, because you don't also want to hurt other people that are involved. Like, you know, every film, it does take a village. There's financiers, there's producers, there's actors that have done this usually for, you know, independent film for maybe less rate because they believe in the project. So I think we'd look at who would we be helping, who would we be hurting in these decisions.
Cooper said the Me Too issue will be featured in panels and discussions during the festival.
Some of it's about power. Some of it's about actually representation in the art form. And I think we're going to see a lot of like panels and discussions. The first Power of Story that is the first Friday, I believe it's in the Egyptian at noon, is going to be more about that, looking at the power struggles and that are both in our industry, but also in our society.
Sundance Film Festival Director John Cooper. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.